You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Angels general manager Billy Epler has accomplished two big things on his shopping list for this offseason and has one to go. First, he acquired Cameron Maben from the Tigers to play left field. So you put him in. He's been a career center fielder. He's a very good defensive player, one of those very athletic guys who gives you athleticism and footwork and all those things. He's an impact player offensively. You put him in left field next to Mike Trout, who will be in center, and suddenly this has been a problem area for the Angels for a couple of years. Suddenly you are very happy about the way your offense looks. The other thing that Billy Epler's accomplished is he called Garrett Richards and says, "Hey, Garrett, how's it going?" This may be the key to the whole Angels offseason in that they went into this offseason with some uncertainty. Will he need Tommy John surgery? Is the treatment we've tried so far working? And so far, Garrett Richards has passed every test with flying colors. And at this point, he's throwing. He's throwing from a mound. This is so important. With Garrett Richards, now you look at this rotation, you have a legitimate number one starter. Garrett Richards, Andrew Haney's healthy, Tyler Skaggs is healthy. Then you have Matt Shoemaker, Ricky Nolasco. You know, and as we've learned the last couple of years in baseball, you don't need five starters. You don't need six. You got to have eight or nine. And so they have Alex Meyer, Nick Tropiano, Shoemaker, Nolasco, Skaggs, Haney, and Richards. And now reports this week are that J.C. Ramirez, a very pretty solid reliever, is going to be stretched out. He'll come to spring training as to compete for a starting job. So that gives you eight legitimate major league starting pitchers. And as we've seen the last couple of years, you need at least that many. There are still conversations going on between Jared Weaver and the Angels. He's a career Angel. He's a free agent. His numbers have, he was once an ace. He was once an all-star. He was once one of the 10 best starting pitchers in baseball. He's a different point of his career now. He is prominent in the hearts and minds of Angels fans, Angels management, and particularly manager Mike Socia. So he's going to go explore the market. The Angels are going to go explore the market. But I would think there is at least a 50% chance that Jared Weaver will come back and compete for a job. I mean, it just, for those of us who've been around the game, it doesn't feel right that Jared Weaver would not be wearing an Angels uniform. So there's your offense, your pitching staff. The one other thing that Billy Epler would like to do is go get a second baseman. Now, what does that mean? Does he have a farm system that could allow him to go get Ian Kinsler from the Tigers, who would suddenly elevate the offense to one of the, you know, five or six best in baseball? I don't know that their farm system is good enough to do that. There are other options in free agency. I mean, Neil Walker would be a big-time impact guy. He's out there. Chase Utley, the Angels could take Chase Utley and take him out of a Dodgers uniform and put him in an Angels uniform. Maybe a Steve Pierce, Eric Sogard, those guys like that. Kelly Johnson, Grant Green. There are lots of names out there. But the two to keep an eye on would be Neil Walker as a free agent signing, and then – and I know Billy will try to do this. We'll try to talk to the Tigers about Ian Kinsler. But I just don't know. There's going to be a great market for Ian Kinsler, an MVP candidate. And I don't know that the Angels have had the pieces to do that. So they're 2 years removed from making the postseason. And they were in contention the last 2 years despite all kinds of injuries to the pitching staff. The pitching staff was the one thing they needed to take care of. But everything began with, can Garrett Richards come back and be our number one guy? And if he's our number one guy, we suddenly look at our whole team a little bit differently. So that's the update right now.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.